Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Geddes. Today is the 10th of November. It's a Tuesday. I'm recording this early in the morning before heading to Belfast. That's exciting, isn't it? Almost couldn't concentrate there because I just read the headline, Caitlyn Jenner opens up about transition and emotional awards speech. Why do you get so many fucking awards? You didn't do anything, you just changed into a woman, apparently. I've said this before, I'll say it again. If I was a woman, I'd be raging. I'd be like, listen, bro, you can't just jump in at the end. It was very difficult for me to become a woman after killing a guy. Why does nobody ever bring that up? Look at my new titties. You killed a person. You drove a car into the back of them because you were texting. And they died. But look over here, I've got a lovely frock. Fuck off, Bruce. It was so difficult for me to be a multimillionaire. Yeah, it's a good job that your immediate transition made you fucking millions of dollars straight away. Must be hectic, bro. I feel like doing it. Tucking this stinking animal dick between my legs and being like, yeah, my name's fucking Colleen. Let's party. Oh, Bruce, driving me mad. Let's talk about some stuff. Let's talk mainly about this guy. How about this?
Fuck off, you know about my decks. So I'll follow it on. Hey, no! Fuck off, I'll follow it on to him. Just help, like, a few people understand. Fuck off, understand what it's like. No, fuck off, hey, fuck off. I, just before I answer this, I want fuck off. No, everybody know they can laugh because laughing is fucking balls. Don't shit. Laughing's normal. And fuck. No, I hate you. Balls. Fucking cunt. Right, what I've
got. Fair play. That is a soundbite of a little fella from what sounds like the Coleraine direction. With some serious Tourette's there. Could you imagine anything better? That accent and fucking Tourette.
I was getting asked, was, fuck off. Do you do it in your sleep? I personally don't.
The best thing about that is, you know, when you're from here and you're from certain areas of the country, you get away with that, you know? People would just be like, isn't that his language terrible? You know, they're not going to be like, what's he got? Has he got some sort of tics going on? And he's just, fucking cunt bastard, fuck shit, fucking lick my puss. Good crack. And he's like, it's okay to laugh because it's funny. Of course it's funny. Fair play to you. You know, it's like, you know, we were slagging Aaron McCann the other day for having a giant head. Does he care? Probably not. Is it funny? Yeah, but what's not bullying? As long as you're not being bullied. You know, if I met that guy, I'd probably be like, man, do you have Tourette's? He's like, yeah. And I'd be like, that's pretty funny. And he's like, yeah, try living with it. It's a nightmare. And I'm like, yeah, but come on. What are you gonna do? Just be quiet or something? Fuck that. I wish sometimes people would be like, does Colin have Tourette's? Because he says cunt every fucking fart's end.
But I'm not saying, fuck off. No, I'm not saying there are people who don't. So there might be, I don't know. fuck off, I don't know.
Good lad. Fair play. I wonder where he's from. He sounds like someone was on that estate show. Some centre foot back, I'd just be like, just fucking eat, you bastard. Good crack. I just feel like going to school today, because like, I'm 15, so, you know, it's a bit depressed, because all my mates are married with 9 children, and I'm just having to go to fucking school, doing my GCSEs, fuck sake, just eat, you fucking bastard, fucking Jesus Christ.
But I don't. Hey, fuck off, go.
They're good ones.
The most offensive thing I shout, hey, go, fucking balls. Fucker. I shout at gingers a lot. But ginger.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, like that. Go. You cunt. Don't shoot.
Don't shoot. What a creep. That's tremendous. That's funny. Don't shit, bastard. At least he's not running around like fucking niggers. There is a clip on the internet. Some wee girl's like, I say, she's like eight. I say lots of bad words, fucking niggers. You're like, Jesus, why in America? You know, your boy from Korea, and here's he's not dropping N bombs all over the place, is he?
Another one. Fuck off. No.
It's good.
Another one I got asked is, what's the funniest thing you shout? Fuck off. No. Personally, I fuck off. I find the funniest bit is whenever I'm in a room with girls, like, hey, cunt, fuck off. Like, no matter what the girl looks like, no matter what, I'll always shout, hey, go ahead, fuck off. I'll always shout, you're hot or nice arse or something.
No matter what she looks like, still a goddamn player though. Tourette's or no Tourette's. You like, depending on what she looks like, she may be an absolute fucking swamp donkey. Fucking cunt, fat bastard. Cunt, fuck. Fair play to him. If anyone knows that guy, tell him to record me an intro to the podcast. Just going, welcome to the John Bander podcast with Colin Gillis. Fuck, bastard, get away, don't shoot. Amazing. That's the best way to fake a Tourette's, isn't it? Just pretend you're several different people. You know, like, fuck you, cunt. Shut, get off me. Someone's bound to know him. He does sound like he's from, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he was like, I'm from fucking Port Stewart or something.
Yeah, but like, fuck! Fucking balls. Something stupid like that. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm in a room full of 90-year-olds, you know what I mean? Hey, go! You cunt, fuck off!
When are you in a room full of 90-year-olds, bro? Who knows? Right, let's plug some dates. We've already rattled through Bruce Jenner and Tourette's. Where can this possibly go? There's a lot of gigs coming up. Recently, keep your eyes peeled for these ones when I tell you them in your ear. Lavery's the 18th is fresh off the back of his sellout show at Mandela Hall. Shane Todd will be headlining with a whole new pile of new material. That'll be fun to see, won't it? You get to see, I don't know whether people enjoy that or not, but you get to see a comedian kind of work through material. It's fun. That's the 18th. Shortly after that's the 21st, which is Leighton Live at Bogan's. As part of the Oma Laughs Back festival last year, Bogans was doing Late and Live or something like that. So they had a late night gig. I think Niamh Maren did the first one there. But they're basically doing them throughout the year now, every sort of month. Let me see. Yeah, it's on the 20. Oh my God, I've got to be sick. It's on the 21st. That's fun. It's going to be late. It's me, McCann, and Gary Lynch is on. Connor Key's probably MC. Mustafa Saeed. The Jiu-Jitsu brown belt. No joke. I'd probably talk shit to him for a long time about some sort of Jiu-Jitsu. You know, that's usually what happens. And then on the 28th, guys, listen up. You'll appreciate this. On the 28th, we're playing the Bookshop again. We did the Bookshop gig before. Which is that it's the Book Reserve, right? Which is actually above the Thinking Cup Cafe on the Lisburn Road. So if you're going along, where's this fucking Book Reserve? All you see from the outside is the Thinking Cup, which is just up from Tesco's in the Lisburn Road. It's where Roast used to be. It's a good spot. It's lovely inside. The last gig was great. This time it's like Mickey, Rory Woods, fucking Shane, me, whoever else, loads of cunts. So there you go, there's some gigs. 18th, Lavery's, Leighton Live, Bogans and Oma on the 21st, and the Bookshop, the Book Reserve on the 28th. How about that, guys? The 28th of November? Huh? Enjoy it. Speaking of Lavs, we had Lavery's last week. We had the legendary Tim McGarry headline. He did very well. Weird crowd. Not a weird crowd. I say that, I don't know, I hope none of the crowd listen to this fucking podcast, but I don't know, there was a weirdness in the air, and I don't know whether it was because it was a slightly different crowd than we normally attract at Lavery's, and they were a bit quieter. You know, Mickey went up, said some horrendous things like he normally does, and they were received with a bit of like, oh my God, do you believe he just said that? Which is unusual for Mickey, because usually he just smashes it, but you know, there's a few older folk and whatever. Teresa Livingstone smashed it. Ward, Rory Ward, did very well. Told a very funny story about his crazy mate, who I actually know. I've met him a bunch of times, and he's fabulous. And then Tim Waddon did very well. And I was supposed to go on. Mickey had asked me, could he do new material? And I said, listen, do you want to MC it? Because you get more time. And then, because I wasn't sure what sort of spot I could give him. And then he MC'd. And then I was supposed to go on, and it just didn't really, like... I was like, I feel like I would just be going on for the sake of going on, if that makes sense. And I know there was people there that said they were, like, from Scotland or something. They're like, oh, nah, get up the fuck up. I was just like, listen, you know, I'm the fucking, you know, he's the headliner. I'm paying him a lot of money compared to everyone else. And I'd rather he went on and did the time rather than me just go on for the fucking laugh of it. So I just sat at the side and drank beer, guys. How about that? Drank fucking beer. And then we drank after it, went to the woodworkers. And after months of me slagging craft beers, I'm just, it's pretty much all I drink. Sometimes when you can go into a place and pick and choose weird beers, it becomes more fun than just going, can I have a pint of Tennent's, please? Blarf. So I got a sample of all this shit, and it was like, it was all sorts of shit. It was crazy. It was like, fuck it, do you wanna, I don't know, there was one, I don't know what the fuck it was called, murder or something. But do you want a glass of murder, mate? And apparently it was 10.4%, and it tasted like soy sauce. So there's your trade-off. It's like, do you want to get blocked on one fucking pint, or do you want to, you know, actually have a thing that tastes good? I don't know. It's very confusing.
90-year-olds, something always comes out, which is shit. Hey, fuck off. No.
And, so yeah, that happened. Then we had a Frango's, of course. This is the problem. Any time we go up now, you know, to Belfast, we don't have an apartment in Belfast anymore, so we usually stay with Maureen's sister, which usually involves crashing on sofas and making enormous piles of duvets on the bed, on the floor even, which is, I sometimes prefer that to a bed. You know, see if you get like 3 or 4 duvets on the floor. I love it. I love that shit. Getting on the floor, lying down, pretend like I'm Japanese. Oh, very comfortable there. Racial. So, but the problem was, I went to jiu-jitsu that day and I was like fucking wrecked. I was so sore because I'm basically not training as much as I should be. So anytime I go, it then fucks me up for about 3 or 4 days. So I did that. And then, you know, I drank it all night and then went to fucking sleep on this floor. And I was just like, ugh. Woke up the next day like someone just smacked me in the shoulders with 2 hammers. Fucking brutal. Not to mention the Frangos that we ate the night before, when you never get that when you wake up and you go, did I fall asleep with that in my mouth? This is becoming a recurring theme in this podcast, me talking about horrendous shit I've put in my mouth over the last fucking week. It's getting embarrassing, to be honest. It's turning into a problem. You know, the weekend there, we went to a fucking... Oh, speaking of jiu-jitsu, you laugh at this. Go on my Instagram and look at the picture of me in a gi that's like sort of dyed. I basically had an old white gi that was like getting a bit grubby. I know, I said gay there, like I'm talking about vagina. You'll get over it. You know, I laughed the first time. They're like, oh, don't be wearing a dirty gay in here. I'd be like, and then you realise, oh yeah, it's just people say it all the time, you know. Gay. It's like if someone's name is Dick, you'd be like, is his name Dick, for real? But then after like 3 or 4 dicks, you're like, what's up, Dick? What's up, Dick, mate?
Shit, but thanks for watching. Fucking cunt!
Brilliant. So, It's that sort of thing. But I basically had this old grubby gi, and I was like, hey, someone told me you can just dye them. They're like, just, if you don't want that weird sort of beigey look off it, just dye it black. And I was like, good idea. I go to Tesco's, I buy Dylon, which basically is like dye that you throw, you know, one of those things you read and you're like, it says, yeah, just throw it under the drum. And you're like, really? This is a big bag of dye granules. And you're just like, yeah, just throw it straight in the washing machine. Throw the ghee in. Now, there's ghees go in sizes. They go A, like 1, 2, 3, 4, like paper. A4 is obviously for big fat fuckers like me. So I put it on, and I'm like, it's big. It's almost big on me, but then the A3 is too small. So I throw it in the washing machine. It's a lot of material. So I think the die took a minute to fucking get around it. All of a sudden, you know, I take it out. It's not quite fully dyed black. It's, in fact, went like a sort of dark denim colour. So now it looks like a bit of denim ghee. Gangster as fuck. 90s as fuck. I should write Gap on the back. I look like... Do you remember when Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake went to, like, the VMAs or something, both in full denim? That's more or less what I look like with this gear on. Hot, though.
Still hot.
Dum, dum, dum. Psh, bum, ba, dum, bum, ba, bum. Fuck ye! What's next on the list of stuff that I did? Oh, yeah, let me tell you about more horrendous abuse I give my body. Basically, at the weekend there, it was whenever we went to Glastonbury, we went with Anya and Kieran, who are, I think she's cousins of Godfrey Maureen, or second cousins or some shit, or else they're, I don't know, but basically, we're very friendly with them. They have two kids, two young children. They have a little boy called Leo, who's just turned one there at the weekend, and Maureen was like, let's go to the kids' party, it's a kids' party, and I was like, oh God, I don't want to. So we went and we're like, should we get the baby a present? No, and then we're like, guess what? He's one. Fuck him. Not literally. But like, we're like, yeah, fuck, what are you going to do, buy a child a fucking present? He's going to bend in 3 minutes. So we just bought the parents drink. They're like, the child is one. Congrats for getting them to the age of one. Here is some Prosecco. Is it weird that Prosecco's become more popular than like champagne? Is it because it tastes better? Or is it just because it's like... cheaper, but Prosecco, you get to say that. Give me a Prosecco, you bastard. I don't know why it's so popular. I love Prosecco. So we go to this kids' party, we buy the parents' drink, we have a little chat, we're like, right, by the way, stuffing ourselves, you know what I mean? Oh, baby cocktail sausages. Eating them, garlic breads, curry, you name it. There was fucking... some sort of chicken goujon things, but you know, like real chicken. But I went mad on them. I went fucking ballistic. So we eat that. We're like literally full. And then because girlfriend Maureen's sister is going away to New Zealand, like the whole family was like, oh, we're going to go for dinner, like a leave and do type thing. So we're going to go for dinner. And I was like, oh, great. That's in fucking 2 hours. So you're already like stuff. Then you get to the place. And you're like, well, now I'm in a restaurant vibe. I could totally eat. So I made the worst fucking mistake I ever could have made. I had a pint of Guinness. I had 2 pints of Guinness with my dinner. And I ate fucking... what was it? Like some sort of spring roll for the starter. And then I got pork belly. Which was supposed to come with mash. And I was like, don't give me mash. I will literally be asleep at the table. So instead I got loads of chips. So we literally just ate that. 2 pints of Guinness. I was... you know like when you're like... you're so stuffed that there's like pressure behind your eyes. That's what it felt like. I was like, oh my God. And they're like, yeah, let's go to the pub and all. And I was like, oh my, this is my fucking nightmare. Being in public stuffed. That's why I like to keep my eating and my drinking very separate. I like to do my eating after my drinking. You know? It was so uncomfortable. And then, you know, one of those nights where it's like, right, well, I've well and truly lined my stomach. So now I could drink. Once the sort of like, I'm gonna explode feeling went away, it turned into sort of, oh, I'm just kind of, you know, I could drink anything. And then we ended up leaving the pub and going back to the house and drinking whiskey to the fucking early hours of the morning. Now, don't get me wrong, it was absolutely great crack. But the next day I was just like, I can't, what the fuck? Really might just knuckle down and be like, right, let's just keep it fit. Let's just try and be fit till Christmas at least. But it's this lifestyle, man. You know what I'm saying? See, when you have the freedom to be like tonight, you know, we're going for like a fucking, it's Maureen's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday to Maureen. What did I get her? Nothing. So there you go. Because we're going to book some nice things. You know, what I'm going to do, be like, here, buy his fucking shoes. I'll buy shoes anytime you want. You know, let's book some fucking traveling. How about that? which I think we're going to do. You know, all the arseholy, like, let's go to Thailand. I'm not, actually, we're talking of doing, because we sort of, we know some people in Vietnam. Vaguely, Maury knows them, I don't really know them. But the idea was to go, like, do that little loop of, like, Thailand, Vietnam, fucking Cambodia. For a pile of weeks. Might do that. Might walk around looking like a drug baron, you know, get attacked.
You got drugs or something?
So, I think that's more the plan rather than fucking birthday presents. Who gives a shit? So, what the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah, just, you can't keep up with the life. Like, tonight, we're gonna go out again. For, like, Moyne's birthday / her sister's leaving day, you know, all in one. And that'll be another fuckfest. You know, if this is up in time and you listen to it, it's gonna be in the limelight, which, you know, I'm not... Also, I'm gonna go to fucking jiu-jitsu today, which is gonna be a nightmare. You know, jiu-jitsu. Wrecked. And then go drinking. Goddamn nightmare. I might survive, I don't know, we'll see. Fuck it. Also, if you get a second, go and check. I know this podcast is dog shit. I still owe you a good one. I know last week was probably lackluster, is that the word? AKA shite, fancy shite. Me and Shane were in talks with Boojum, because they're relaunching and they're like, oh, we'd love to work with you. And it's great because they don't really necessarily want us to make, like, Boojum type things. You know, so we had some ideas, and then I had the idea of, you know, we could do the Boojum Addict video about a guy who moves to Belfast and is addicted to Boojums. I wasn't in it, Shane was in it, although I did direct it and sort of write a fair bit of it. So it's online, it went up, did very well, I think it's on about 35,000 fucking views or something in a day, which is pretty fucking sweet. For a wee comedy video on a burrito fucking page. So, we're in talks with them to do more stuff. Because it's exactly what you want, isn't it? It's like, you could sort of turn around. I've had issue in the past of being like, you know, do I want like a sponsor on the podcast? Is it going to make it like, does that mean you're like selling out? Or is it? But it's not really, it's more just like, they sponsor it. So that you get it for free. Huh? You lucky bitches. They get a bit of advertisement. And I get a bit of money for fucking... to pay for all the shit. You know, the internet hosting. The gear. Whatever. So that's the way it works. But I was in talks with them. The guy... You know, it's one of those... It's like you could apply to fucking... You could apply to, not apply, but like have meetings with TV people, and it goes down the line for 2 years and no one ever fucking mentions anything, and then they talk to something, or they talk about something, and then they talk about it so long that it becomes fucking just irrelevant then, you know, something, oh yeah, we're going to do a show where we talk about fucking, you know, like, yeah, we're going to do a show where we talk about internet clips, and then they're like, yeah, all those internet clips are completely fucking dead now, so why don't you go fuck yourself? That sort of thing. It's got that nightmare. But what happens now is we can turn around to people like them who want to advertise, and we just go, yeah, we've got an idea for like a live podcast setup. We want to do a web series. And they're like, sure, all we want to do is have a like presented by on it. And you're like, well, there you go. Problem solved. They pay for it, we make it, everyone's happy, you get fucking free content. I can't wait. Imagine that, live, General Banter live, or just the General Banter video podcast, presented by Boojum. What's wrong with that? They pay for production, you get to watch it for fucking free. Tremendous. Tremendous hookups, but give that video a fucking watch if you've got a second. Very funny. Very funny now. They were talking about doing eating competitions with fucking... what's his name? Stephen Ferris. Unreal. I'd probably just be sitting there with a boner. He's very attractive. I have to tell you, last week, we went up on Wednesday to Belfast. We went up early because Maureen's sister had to get a wisdom tooth out. I feel like I've talked about this, but it felt like everyone thought it was going to take ages up on the Lisburn Road, so we went to Arizona Coffee Shop, and our appointment was at like 10 past 10. So we walked to the coffee shop at 10 past 10. I was going to go to jiu-jitsu, so I was like, I'm just going to order food. Begley was like, I'm not going to order yet. I was like, I have to eat now or else I'll barf this shit up. So I just ate, and then we went to fucking... we were sitting there, and they were out of the dentist in about 10 minutes. I was like, what the fuck? So we're sitting in there. Maureen's sister can't eat anything, obviously, because she just had her fucking face pulled out. And we're sitting there, and there's this big, tall guy on crutches, and I was like... Built like a fucking shithouse, and I was like, check out the shoulders in this boy. You'd need them to carry that bod. I was kind of half being gay, but, you know, kind of half serious. And then he got closer, the guy's wearing like a knee brace. And then he got him closer again, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Tommy Bowe. And then, of course, there wasn't a dry seat in the house. it must be amazing. It must be amazing literally being like that. You know, they got all those things like, oh, he's, you know, you have to be, you know, she's only going out with him because he's got a big dick, and he's only going out with him because he's rich and has a nice car and all that shit. And then you get someone like him where you're like, I'm pretty sure he's rich. I'm pretty sure the hog matches the rest of the rig. And he's like 6'4". Built like a shithouse. And everyone's just like, oh my God, he could literally be inside me right now. And then I slag Maureen off because she said something like, oh, I'm going to run down the street after him and fucking trip him up or something. And I was like, do you know what? I did that thing that women do to men. I did it to her. I was like, listen, Tommy Bowe doesn't give a flying fuck about you, to be honest. You know what I mean? He'd probably, like, even if it was right there on a plate, he'd probably just be like, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and have a look at Tinder here. Just get something better. I did almost do that thing. Like, yeah, go on ahead. Run down the street there. See if you can tackle fucking... Not tackle. That's a bad word to use on a rugby player. See if you can make a move on Tommy Bowe there. Mm-hmm. He's probably like, you're actually holding me back from going home and getting filleted by about 10 fucking rugby slags. He might be married with kids, I don't fucking know. Doubt it though. He's like, I don't have time for kids, I'm out here doing dips. Get these shoulders pumped, popping tries, you know what I'm saying? To be saying that, I had an erection the whole time, but, you know, what can you do? Other than fucking just...
Winker, fucking bollocks.
let's talk about some news. What else is happening? Apparently there was a UFO somewhere, was it, over America? And then it turned out they were launching one of those thermo missiles. Good times! I just don't, like... Is that not terrifying? That they're just like, yeah, we're just testing this thing out. Is that what they do? Is that what you do to, like, shock people? You just go, listen, don't be kicking off over there in Russia. Is that what they do? Like, that bomb was dropped or blew up in Egypt or something. You know, and everyone gets a bit scared, and then America just fires this thing off just as a tester and is like, yeah, just, you know what I'm saying. Just sit down there and behave, or else we're just going to hashtag wipe your life out. You know what I'm saying? With one shiny bomb. Unbelievable. People, there's weird shit dropping in people's fucking gardens. You know? Bits of fucking dead alien. Bits of UFO.
Since I put up a video, I've been getting asked quite a lot of questions. Like, fuck off. No, about my decks.
It sounded like he said I'm getting questions asked about my decks all the time. What else happened in the news? I don't pay attention to it. There was that Egypt fucking plane thing. Everyone's like, yes, it must be ISIS. They basically don't know, but then they're like, well, we're going to chalk this one up to ISIS because, you know, means we can really sort of get revenge for it the way we'd like to. Footage shows, this is a great headline, footage shows women wanted for sexual abuse forcibly twerking against a man in a convenience store. Ah, oh, what's wrong with that? You know? Let me let it load up here with this bullshit internet. Fucking internet. Footage shows a woman wanted for sexual abuse forcibly twerking. So, there's a dude. Now, I'm going to go ahead and assume. Why do you say this, Colin? Because, you know, you see things, don't you? These are two quite obviously two fucking prostitutes. Now, for not bad looking, I'm not going to lie to you, she has quite the set of T's on her there, but let me read this out here. Right, here we go. Police are hunting two women on sexual abuse charges. They were caught on camera forcibly twerking against an unsuspecting man in the shop. From inside the convenience store in Washington, D.C., shows a scantily clad woman harassing the man as he attempts to pay for goods. Let's watch this poor bastard get his dick rubbed with asses. One woman dressed in a skin-tight black and white pattern mini dress and heels is seen backing up and trying to grind against the man's groin area as he talks on his mobile phone, holding money. The man moves away at first, woman, before the second woman, dressed in an equally skimpy pink outfit, tries to touch him repeatedly while attempting to grab his phone and cash. Yeah, prostitutes, mate. You know? That's what happens. And the guy, you know, probably not the usual disgusting man that they have to fucking suck off. Guy looks like, you know what I mean? Tall black dude. Sexy as fuck. The black Tommy Bow, you might say. And they're trying to wonder for sexual assault. Why is that guy really walking around going, some woman rubbed her ass on my dick, didn't like it? It's just different, isn't it? You know, the argument goes back and forward. It's like, you know, oh, if you want equality, then men should be able to just smack fucking women and all this shit. And you're like, well, no, you shouldn't really be smacking anybody. Really? You know, there's all these equality things. People want equality, but there isn't. There's things that are not the same. You know, this sounds like the worst bit of stand-up ever. There's things that aren't the same in the world. You know, a fucking dude walking in, like, groping a woman and, feeling her arse, and I was going to say finger in there. You know, whatever, rubbing his dick on her. It's way more aggressive than, like, two half-drunk fucking prostitutes being like, hey, you want some pussy? And the guy's like, I'm trying to pay for petrol, you two sluts, so get the fuck out of my face. And they're like, man, rubbing her arse and meh. You know what I mean? That's way less threatening. And unfortunately, it's because at the end of the road, there could be an imminent rape. And what would happen if those women tried to rape that fella? He probably could have just knocked the both of them out. You know? Flip the scene. You know, what can the women do if the man was like, nah, I'm just going to follow this through. Let's get bucking. Don't know where this is going. All I'm basically saying is some things aren't the same. Now, let's get on to things more important here. Miss Bum Bum Brazil 2015 crowned as Cheeky Rear of the Year beauty pageant reaches climax. Speaking of reaching climaxes, look at the shitbox on some of these ones. Holy fuck. I mean, If you're talking like the real, you know, like the real ridiculous arses, there's a certain body type lends itself to that, and that is the extremely chunky and muscular, very short woman. Because that's what all these women are. Like, with their arse sticking out, you're like, sweet. From the front, you're like, is that your old Romero, the UFC fighter? Had to take a quick break there. What's talking about these girls with the fat arses or something? Oh, got an ad playing. Let's see what these ploppers are like. Yep. Tremendous. I don't know what I would do if I went to Brazil. You know, I'd probably be like, I'm going to do I'll do a lot of jiu-jitsu. Maybe. And then you're just, you know, going, look at this perfectly rounded, shaven asshole here. I mean, you look at this girl. She looks like the Joker, but then her arse is like something of a horse. Class. I mean, I was talking about this the other day. It was weird. You know, like, at one stage, J-Lo had the fattest arse in the land, and now you're just like, nah, she's just got a pretty dead-on arse, like, you know what I mean? Nothing like these fucking animals here. But then again, it's maintaining it, isn't it? You know, are you willing to go out and fucking do 700,000 squats every day? Is it even squats make your arse? But I don't even fucking know. I mean, I realize how quiet I've kind of gone here right now because I'm just staring. Oh, Jesus! Look at that. I mean, some of them are built. I mean, you're focusing mainly on the arse, then you take in the rest of the body and you're like, she is built like fucking like if you just hammered Brock Lesnar down to about 5'4" and then put heels on him. There's one there. Big old fake titties. I mean, this is essentially downgraded from, you know, it wasn't great to start with, but now it's just me looking at pictures of Brazilian arses going, you can eat your dinner off that, let's face it. All right, let's move on here. I'm very pushed for time here, so I'll do 15 minutes and we'll see how far that fucking gets us. Do we have Facebook questions? I will let that load. We'll let that load for fucking 3 hours. Let's go. Gonna get one of those wee separate internet things that basically gives you internet in a separate bit of your house. Is it gonna be worth it? Don't know. Let's hit these Facebook questions, and then we'll hit the Twitter questions. Here we go. Nathan Concilia. I didn't get many questions because I put this post up at a weird fucking time of night. Would you voluntarily eat a chicken in a can? Fuck me. I think I've seen this before. Someone said this before. Canned whole chicken. I mean, I imagine you're not, you know, you don't just take it out of the fucking, is it cooked, I wonder? It doesn't look cooked. Like, if you took it, is it cooked? Let me look at the picture. Fully cooked, it is. So, you're not going to take it out of the tin and, you know, just, let me eat all this jelly off it like it's dog food. What you're going to do, more than likely, is sort of take it out, wash all that shit off it, and then, you know, stick it in a tin, roasting tin, the way you normally would. Throw a bit of colour on it. You know, or you could just break it up with a knife and, you know, roll it in fucking flour and shit. Fry it. Yeah, I'd be alright. I think it's just the initial look of it, you know. Looks like dog shit. It's like a lot of food, you know, so a lot of people are fucking freaked out by raw meat, but then if you handed them a fucking chicken nugget, they'd be all over it. So, yeah, I'd eat that. I wouldn't give a shit. I mean, what is it in my mouth? I mean, chicken in a can's fine, as long as it's cooked. There are certain things that are common tins that shouldn't be in a fucking tin, aka those pies. Do you ever get like a Frey Bentos pie? I never have, but I've seen it and I've stared at it going, who in their fucking right mind eats a pie out of a tin? The best bit of a pie, undoubtedly, is the crusty bit at the top. So it's like, no, I'll just have a soggy one that's been in the tin for 9 months. Mmm. Having said that, if you're in the apocalypse, you know, which sounds like a nightclub in Bangor, but if you were involved in something like that, and someone's like, mate, do you want a fucking pat in a tin? You'd be like, yeah, let's make it happen, guys. Same as fucking, you know, watching that SAS show yesterday. You know, the guy was like starving. They cooked him a wee packet of like food, which probably tastes like shit to the average person, but to a soldier, you know, there weren't real soldiers, they were just normal people. You know, you'd be like, I'm starving, I'll eat dog shit, essentially. So, what I'm saying is, yes, I would. Matthew Foster, I heard you got a mention on Cool FM the other week was meant to say, did you hear? But that was the week you never done a podcast. I'll Pete Snodden and your mate Sean Shane Todd. And then I said to him, what week did I not have a podcast? See, I was more concerned about that than fucking Pete Snodden mentioning my name. But here's the thing. You know, if you're in that situation, if you're in a lot of situations, if someone's asking you a question and they say something like, what's the comedy scene like? You know, it was probably some stupid question like that. And he's went, all right, well, there's basically about fucking 10 comedians who gig regularly and give a shit about it. And then he probably went, blah-de-blah, blah, someone else, Colin Geddes. That was probably it. Although I did see, what's his name, Snodden, at that Tenants gig, which was the, you know, thanks for inviting me, but Jesus Christ, one of the worst gigs I've ever done in my fucking life. And just a complete bad setup, and he was there, and he's like, oh man, so you're setting all, I thought it was good. And I was like, listen, Pete, don't come and see me in a fucking weird gig like this. Come to Lavery's, you know, see me in my prime, if you will. But anyway, Snodden's a pretty sound guy. But Shane's always on those sort of things. Shane knows how to pull strings, let me tell you. You know, that's why I sold out that Mandela Hall. Pick one big gig. Speak to a bunch of fucking influential bastards who are going to talk about it. Next minute you know, full sellout in a giant place. Fair play to him. I couldn't do it. Luke O'Neill, do you like Family Guy or An American Dad? I don't mind it, like, but I'm not a huge fan the way a lot of people are. I'm just kind of like, if it's on, it's on. Has the odd funny fucking moment, and then I'm just like, whatever, who gives a shit? Seymour Skinner, is that even your real fucking name? I doubt it. Who would you rather meet, Hicks or Carlin? As in Bill Hicks, or indeed fucking George Carlin. I would take either, to be honest. I don't know who's going to be better crack. You know, are you going to sit there while both of them give you a fucking lecture? I don't know. Bill Hicks might be better crack just to sit and drink with. Carlin might go off in these fucking rants of like shit, and you're like, George, you know, you're 100, will you fucking relax, bro? Jesus Christ. Anyway, back to Miss Bum Bum Brazil. Look at the shit piece on this. I mean, how stupid are men when you're like, oh my God, look at her. Look at the bit she shits out of. Oh God. Look at the hole that she does shits out from, and I'm loving it. Look at that. All brown and shiny. And ladies and gentlemen, Miss Bum Bum 2015, Ponyhole McGee. I mean, I can't help but think there's been some sort of intervention surgically in these arses, because some of them aren't even like, I mean, there's one girl's arse is literally like pointing up, if you know what I mean, like you know, the actual arse cheek is actually top heavy, as in there's more meat at the top, and then it sort of gradually slinks down into her legs. Just going into the ins and outs of it, you know. Anyway, back to the questions, and then we'll come back to Miss Bum Bum fucking Brazil. Oh, look at that one. Jesus fucking Christ. Check this out, guys. It's on the Mirror's website. I mean, it's easy to be distracted by the art. You go along here and you're like, nice arse. But like, there's one girl here looks, not even joking you, like Mike Tyson, but has a big fat hole. You know? Anyway. Serious chat here in the General Banter podcast. You know, was hoping to get some sponsors. Probably not going to happen now, to be honest, now that we've talked so much about ladies' assholes. Bujum Belfast, take a look at this really moving diary of a Bujum addict. Well, there you go, check that out if you get a minute, guys. Plug. Any more vlogs on the way from James McCauley? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, yeah, I really should. It's just, ideally what you need is you need to say to someone who is a cameraman and knows how to film shit, and you go, just film everything, right? And we'll just keep talking. Because I forget, you know? You forget to do it. Benji Hunter, best part about being a comedian, literally just the stand-up. You know, when you're actually on stage and it's going well, that's the best bit. And all the rest of it is fairly shit. However, it is good to hang, you know, if you get to hang about with comedians all the time. That's usually really funny. You know, and then sometimes you end up bumping into people and you're talking to them and you're like, oh, get to the end of the story. I know you're listening to this podcast going, you should probably learn some storytelling craft yourself, you dumb bitch. But, you know, sometimes you're talking to people and they're like, I'm empty. Like, I hate to be sexist here, but there's a lot of women aren't great at telling stories. And then, and which I'm not the first person to say that in the history of time, but, you know, it's all like, and then he says, and I was like, and then blah, blah, but she was confused because she was wearing sparkly nail polish. And you're like, and then like, blah, 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 and then it's Tuesday. And you're like, and then what? And then they're like, that's it. And you're like, no. Oh my God, why are you not Miss Bum Bum fucking Brazil? Look at the dumper on that plop. I mean, it's brown, so brown. It's just brown and nice. More questions. Best part about being a comedian, we've done that. What area of Glasgow did you live in? Why did you return to Northern Ireland? Did you not ask the same question like last week, Glenn? For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake, Glenn! What area of Glasgow? I lived in Partick. I've said this before. And then when we moved back the second time, we were in Battlefield or something, but we were literally only there for fucking whatever, like 2 weeks. And then went, this isn't for us, guys. Let's fucking leave. Why did you return? Because we were coming back so fucking much that I was just like, there's no point in this whatsoever. Cost a bastard and fortune. Chris McMenamin. Yes, Colin. Bye. What's cracky? In a couple of podcasts, you mentioned you can't sleep with the door open. In a couple of podcasts, you mentioned you can't sleep unless the door or room is locked. What's that about? Did I say that? It's not strictly true. Yeah, I can sleep with the door unlocked. I don't like sleeping with the door open. You know, if I was sleeping all night in a room, I'm shutting the door, like. And I sleep facing the door in attack position. With a hand on some sort of weapon. No, I didn't say that. I'll sleep in an unlocked room. I'm fine with that. The only time I would lock it if it was like a fucking hotel room door or something. Don't want some weirdo coming in. Chris McCullough, what sort of coffee do you have when you're doing the podcast? Just fucking shitty household coffee. I think the one I had today was some sort of, I think it was just that Nescafe Azaria or whatever the fuck it's called. It's like a powder. It's fine. Beats that normal shit. I nearly bought a wee coffee machine, one of the ones with the wee capsules yesterday. It was like 40 quid in Tesco's. And then I was like, I don't even know if I want the fucking, do I want to be chasing up the wee capsules my whole fucking life? Not really. But we usually, you know, we either do the best sort of instant coffee you can get, or else we'll just buy, I quite like that Lavazzo shit. I'm not too fucking technical about it, but whatever that Lavazzo stuff is. Yawn! I need a coffee now. Just talk about it. Yeah, it's nice, and you put it in a wee fucking squisher machine, don't you? What's it called? Cafetiere. Fuck off. Coffee squisher. The French coffee squisher. There we go. That's my new porn name. I'll squish that coffee back up, yeah, so. Speaking of coffee, last time at Lavery's, me and Mickey were walking around to this coffee shop, and I said to the doorman, I was like, lads, you just want a coffee brought back? And one of the guys, he's like, are you fucking serious? And I was like, all right, mate, I'm not buying you a Ferrari here, it's a coffee. And he's like, aye. And then he goes, guess one of them caramel frappuccinos? And I was like, you know, you're this big hard man, and you know, you're sitting, big hard man, talking about being in the army and all, and then next minute you're like, can I get a fucking drink? You know, that a 14-year-old girl would be embarrassed to order. Unreal. Fucking by the way, don't, if someone asks you, do you want a coffee, don't say Frappuccino, because it's, you're not buying them a coffee, you're buying them a dessert that costs a fiver. And you're like, bro, I was going to get you a coffee, which would be £2. And all of a sudden you're like, give me that there, and I'm paying fucking £3.65 for this piece of shit. Unreal. Just have an espresso and a fucking, you know, tin of condensed milk. I don't know what's in it. Asshole. Pete Crawford, are you wearing a poppy during recording? No. Am I wearing a poppy during recording? I am not. Not as a statement, just as a, right now I'm not wearing one. Can I stop yawning? Right, we're approaching the end of these questions. I don't even know how long I've done, but I'm sorry if this runs under time. I always say I'll record more that week. I won't. I don't care about it. I'm joking. I care a lot about it. But I just don't have fucking time. What sort of coffee do you have when you... Oh, fuck me. Here we go. Same one. Thoughts on men who wear sandals? I mean, that's from Johnny B. Don't be wearing sandals unless you're like, you know, working in the rainforest. You know, filming gorillas. You know, you can't, if you're standing in like Victoria Square in Belfast, don't be wearing sandals, bro. You know, flip-flops if you look like someone who's just nipped out of the gym or I don't know. But even then, you're like, put jeans on, fucking asshole. Diddy Wire, shite. And he's tagged Booge in Belfast, Shane Todd and me. And he's wrote shite there. Obviously in response to the Booge video. From an account called Diddy Wire. Alright. Probably fucking 2 followers and... fucking lose. I mean, see the whole I'm an anonymous fucking troll on the internet? It's so old. It's like, you know, people have caught on now that you're just like, well, so, you know, you don't count as a real person. We don't know who you are, but you can anonymously slag people. You know, it's weird. Shite. I'm sitting here doing nothing, but it's shite. Guess what? Loads of stuff's shit. Loads of stuff's good. There's loads of stuff you think is shit that's good. There's loads of stuff you think is good that is universally shit. It's just a fucking opinion. And it doesn't matter whether you think it's shit or not. You know? You're a million laughs too late. So why don't you engulf my dick with your fucking mouth? Right? Any ideas for the next General Banter podcast live? That's from Kicking the Teeth, the Fitz dog. Would adding more comedians be a touch, be too much of a ruckus? Would you prefer more comedians? I think the way it would work, it should probably be, I'll be honest, it should probably be me and Shane. And we're on stage and we bring on comedians. So like, Mickey's just going to talk over everyone, which is fine because he's really funny. I'll jump in with some stuff. Shane probably... Shane probably should be the host type character. Yeah, what we should do is maybe have like three in the wings and we just bring them on separately. That's how we get more on. There'd be no point in having like 5 mics. It'd be a goddamn nightmare. Although we'll look into it for the live podcast setup, which I think would be fun! Okay. Right, I'm going to have to go here, folks. Cheers for listening. I'm going to upload this later on. Hopefully it's roughly an hour. Might be, might not be. Haven't looked at the first recording time. Fuck it. So, yeah. Check all the dates at the start. 18th is Lavery's. 21st is Bogenzoma. 28th is the Book Reserve. If you want to get a ticket from the shop, should be £12 or something like that. Good times. Great night out on a Saturday. You know? They make you a virgin cocktail for like £1.50 or something. And then you add drink to it. So, unreal. Yeah. So I'll speak to you next time. Sorry if this is short, but what can you do? Maybe we'll get a sponsorship at some stage. It'll be fucking 2 hours long. Who knows? Speak to you later. Anyway, take it easy, bye.